اور میں ان کے سلام کا جواب دیتا ہوں. ابراہیم بن شیبان کہتے ہیں کہ میں نے جب حج کیا اور مدینہ پاک حاضری ہوئی اور میں نے قبر اطہر کی طرف بڑھ کر حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں سلام عرض کیا تو میں نے روضہ اطہر سے وعلیک السلام کی آواز سنی. چلیں ہم بھی درود شریف پڑھ لیتے ہیں, اللہ ہمارا درود بھی قبول فرمائے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى, سلام علی المرسلین, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقدر المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد على المؤمنين, اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك, وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وآل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله. دوسرے والے بھی پڑھ لیں. جیسے درود شریف. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. 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 So mashallah, keep on making this effort. Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif. Amazing barakat. People who recite Durood Sharif in abundance frequently, Allah Ta'ala shows them their abode in Jannah before they pass away. So before you depart from this world, Allah Ta'ala will show you your abode in Jannah. Aapka ghar Jannat mein jo Allah ne aapke liye rakha hai, اگر آپ درود شریف کثرت سے پڑھتے رہیں تو مرنے سے پہلے اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو جنت والا آپ کا گھر آپ کو دکھا دیتے ہیں. تو پڑھتے رہیے انشاءاللہ, بہت آسان ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ ساری عبادتوں میں قبولیت کا اور رد ہونے کا احتمال ہوتا ہے, تو درود شریف تو قبول ہو ہی جاتا ہے. اللہ پاک اس کو قبول فرماتے ہیں. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو اس کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. So now the aim is to finish within 1 hour. So since we started Jamaat at 7:30, the program inshallah will finish before 8:30 dua. You would have left masjid by then. And in this 1 hour, we try to read 40 Durood Sharif. And then we ask you to think about how much Durood Sharif did you read this week. Think it for yourself. Was it a few hundreds? Was it a few thousands? And if you keep on, if you make an effort to recite 1,000 daily, and a little bit push on Saturday, on Friday, then you can take it to 10,000 a week, which is not difficult. 10,000 a week means 40,000, 40, 50,000 every month, because sometimes you have 5 Fridays in a month. And then, mashallah, 52 Fridays, that's 500,000. Your individual Durood Sharif every year may exceed 500,000. Kabhi umrah darmiyan mein ho jata hai, you may push it to a full million. So agar Allah Pak tawfeeq de de, تو اس سے بڑی کیا نعمت ہے. ہم میں سے کتنے ہیں؟ how many of us can really putting our hands on our chest honestly sincerely claim that I've read Durood Sharif 1 million times in my life? How many of us can sincerely confidently say that? But if you get into this environment and this mahol, just 1 hour on Thursdays, and inshallah by the end of the year, as I mentioned earlier, the aim is inshallah we'll try and cover at least 200 ahadith in this majlis. اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو قبول کرے, اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے اور ہمیں اس کی برکت نصیب فرمائے. So what I'm going to do today now is first I'll recite the 5 ahadith to you quickly, and then thereafter inshallah I will go through, talk about the context and what these ahadith are about inshallah. So as I said earlier, today we'll be discussing the importance of following the sunnah of the prophets, the lifestyle of the prophets. Why is it important? Why should we follow the lifestyle of the prophets? نبیوں کا طریقہ, اس کو اتباع کرنے کی ضرورت کیا ہے, اس میں کیا فائدہ ہوتا ہے. And this is something for a true believer, it's an honor to be on the, to follow the footsteps of the prophets. Allahu Akbar. And there's something very, very unique about the prophets which no other individual can offer, and that is that the prophets, they speak directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and they are shown things that other people do not see. And for anyone who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal, this is not difficult to understand. And if you struggle to understand this, then you need to worry about your iman. Baz logon ko ye baat samajh mein nahi aati. To jisko ye baat samajh mein na aati ho ke nabi anbiya ka tareeqa baaki duniya ke aqalmandon ke tareeqe se kyon afzal hai, to usko phir apne iman ki khair banani chahiye. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abdullah ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhuma qala inna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja ila al-batha فصعد إلى الجبل فنادى يا صباحا فاجتمعت إليه قريش فقال أرأيتم إن حدثتكم أن العدو مصبحكم أو ممسيكم أكنتم تصدقوني؟ قالوا نعم. قال فإني نذير لكم بين يدي عذاب شديد. فقال أبو لهب ألهذا جمعتنا تبا لك؟ فأنزل الله عز وجل تبت يدا أبي لهب إلى آخرها. رواه البخاري. وروي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أهل النار. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم كان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. عليه الصلاة والسلام. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about the unique status of the prophets. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Batha and he climbed the mountain and he exclaimed Ya Sabaha, which is a call to gather people. فَاجْتَمَعَتْ إِلَيْهِ قُرَيْشِ. So the Quraysh, the people of Mecca, they hastily gathered towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen to what he had to say. So he said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ, what do you guys think if I were to tell you that the enemy is about to attack you in the morning or in the evening? Would you confirm my information? Would you trust me? They said, yes, we'll trust you. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, I am a warner to you all before a severe punishment from Allah the Almighty. Upon this, Abu Lahab said, did you gather us for this purpose? Woe to you. Allah Azza wa Jal then revealed, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab, perish the two hands of Abu Lahab up to the end of the surah. This hadith is reported by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. In the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal used to send prophets to their community, specific community, and He has sent me to the entire mankind. And the Almighty Allah Azza and the Prophet ﷺ said that by Allah, in the one whose hand is my life, never would hear a Yahudi or Nasrani from this ummah about me, then he dies without declaring his faith in me, in that which I'm sent with, but he will not be spared from the hellfire and he'll end up as the occupants of Jahannam. And the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran Kareem that he is not going to, he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We were not going to punish people until we raised a messenger, we sent a messenger to them. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent messengers as bearers of good news and as warners, so people have no excuse before Allah on the Day of Judgment after having these messengers sent to them. And Allah is the Mighty, the Wise. And the Almighty Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِّنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَّذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى. If we were to punish them, we were to destroy them with the azab prior to sending a messenger to them, they would say on the Day of Judgment, our Lord, why didn't you send a messenger to us so we could follow your instructions before being humiliated and before being disgraced? So they would make such an excuse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want them to have any such excuse on the Day of Judgment. So he the Almighty has sent messengers. Now people shall have no excuse on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا So anyway, there are more ayat to follow, inshaAllah. The point here is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator. Okay, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator of mankind. Allah has created the universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we did not create humanity, people, we did not create mankind in vain. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُطْرَكَ سُدَى Does the man think that he'll just be left without being held to account? Does he think that he'll just simply be abandoned and he'll be let go? أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِن مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً So Allah ta'ala says, Did we not create him in such delicate way, one stage after the other, and such great delicacy, and such great sensitivity, and such great complexity, and with that precision, we created man. Does he think that this was without a purpose? And elsewhere, Allah says, "وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ." And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ So Allah created humanity, mankind, He Azza wa Jal created it with such precision that people are witness to it themselves. So thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if He had left them to their own choice and to their own calculation, they'd be confused. They would not be able to figure out the true purpose of their creation. They would not be able to figure out how to carry out the will of their creator. So to help them understand, Allah Ta'ala says, we sent messengers one after the other. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ So Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, Allah Ta'ala sent messengers to every community. And those messengers, they took one simple message, La ilaha illa ana, that Allah is the only God, so people must worship Him. So people were asked to make their ibadat sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This was the center, the key point of all the prophets, that they conveyed the divine instruction. And this is the key message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the prophets brought is Tawheed, and that is worshipping Allah alone. This is the key message. Okay. Now people, having understood, if they could understand that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is necessary, then they would want to know, they'd want to be connected with Him, which leads to that connection. Yani, in order to be connected, they needed to understand who is Allah and what does Allah want from them. What does He like and what does He not like? So Allah Ta'ala sent the messengers. Now if this was left to people's own calculation, as I said, they wouldn't have been able to figure it out. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to save them from wandering in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers. So the coming of the messengers is iqamat al-hujjati al-bashar. The first thing is that there are many, many points here. The first one is that so people could understand who is Allah. And the second, and what pleases Allah and what angers Him. And second is, so then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds them to account for their conduct, they have no excuse when they stand before Him on the Day of Judgment. Now, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran quite clearly in Surah Al-Ma'idah, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا Now this is an interesting discussion, and maybe it's worth looking at just briefly, because this is something that probably many, many people think about. So if you go and visit Surah Al-Ma'idah, there Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala discusses this in a bit in detail. So Allah Ta'ala talks about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and then Allah Ta'ala talks about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Allah says that Musa alayhi salam was given a kitab, inna anzalna at-tawrat fiha hudan wa nur, and Allah Ta'ala says that this Tawrat, we gave it to them, and this Tawrat was, the law was established by the prophets that came after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was given into the care of the Rabbaniyun wal Ahbar, the scholars and the people devoted to worship of God. They were given the duty to preserve the Kitabullah. وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَاءَ, and they were asked to be witness to it. So they did whatever they did, but they weren't able to do it properly. Then Allah says, thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal says, thereafter, وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَانِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. After Torah, we sent Isa alayhi salam, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٍ. We gave him Injil, which had the guidance and the light. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. They were asked to establish, make Injil as their law, and live according to the teachings of this Kitab, Injil. Thereafter, Allah says to this Ummat, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. So thereafter, we send to you the Kitab with truth, and with a mission, and the Kitab, the Quran, confirms the Kitabs that came before it, and it is an authority over them. So it confirms which aspects of the previous scriptures is authentic, and which is adulterated, and which has been changed and amended. So if you want to measure the Torah and Injil, which parts have not been changed and which are changed, then compare them with the Quran. Whatever complies with the Quran, that is not changed, and whatever is different, then that is definitely changed. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is important that you establish this Quran in your midst, and you do not get drifted away from the truth by following their desires. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. People say, O Nabi, change the hukam now. Change the hukam now. Make zina halal. Many people want zina to be made halal. They just want, because nikah has become so difficult. So we are students here, spending here 6 years, and I can't find a rishta, and I'm a man, and I need a woman. So there must be some concession. Nobody openly says it. But what happens behind closed doors? You guys know more than I do. So zina, people, there's a demand, there's a pressure. Zina should be made halal. Alcohol should be, some recreation stuff should be made halal. There are drugs now. Even governments have been forced to, I think in the UK as well, they've made a special room, secure room for the drug addicts, where they can use, and in a safe environment, they can satisfy their addiction. The government was forced to do it. Other countries have put taxes on, and they've offered protection, which is offered to legitimate professions. They have offered such protection to women that practice illicit trade. So this is they're forced because of the demand of the community. But Allah says to the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth has come to you. You must not give in to the pressure from people because of their desires. They'll ask you to change it, but you're not allowed to change it. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. For every generation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established a law, and Allah ta'ala set a path. So the path of Islam is slightly different from the path of the law of Christianity and the law of Judaism. There's some difference. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could have made all of you one community. The law that is given to this ummah could have been given to them, or the law that was given to them could have been given to you. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا أَتَاكُمْ. But Allah Ta'ala wants to test you, O mankind, in regards to that which He has given to you all. Jewish were tested with the scripture that was given to them. And so were the Christians, and so are you. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Now compete in acts of piety. Show your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Christian, a Jewish, and a Muslim stand side by side. Allah Ta'ala wants to see who from the three is most truly loyal to Allah Ta'ala, and who has the prejudices, and who is led by his national pride, and community pride, and who is truly loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is racist and who is honest? Allah Ta'ala says, I want to see it, and it's for you to prove. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. To Allah is the return of all of you, and then He'll inform you of that which you used to disagree over. And then Allah Ta'ala concludes, وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, judge amongst them in accordance to that which Allah has revealed, and do not follow their whims and their desires, and wahdharhum, and be on guard against them, that they may cause you to slip. And yaftinuka an ba'd ma anzalallahu ilayk, they may cause you to slip away from that which Allah has revealed to you. So much pressure from the people that Imam is forced to change his position in regard to halal and haram. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alerted to it. The ulama of the ummah are alerted. This is why you see the mainstream ulama are very particular. And this is why they say that the ulama, the ahlul ilm that follow the original tradition are safer than those who are open to interpretation, new interpretations. So wahdharhum an yaftinuka an ba'd ma anzalallahu ilayk. You have to be committed to the original teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the every generation that you will come under pressure. People will apply pressure onto you to make you slip away from some of the teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ. So if people turn their backs, remember Allah only intended to punish them because of some of their sinful conduct. بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ. And surely majority of people, they are sinful and they are disobedient. The majority of people, they are not loyal to Allah Ta'ala, they are disobedient. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. So is it the law of jahiliyyah which they seek? The law of jahiliyyah, the law of the law of dark ages, is that what they seek? Where they just fulfill their desires like animals and they are not held to account. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. Who can be a better judge than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people who have conviction that Allah is their creator and that they are accountable to Him. So if you have your yaqeen, then you would be content and satisfied with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if not, if you give in to your desires, then you'll want everything to be amended and changed. So this is fitra, this is the path of the Prophets, brothers. And people who abandon the path of the Prophets, I was reading some kitab al-Zunun, I don't have time, I'll have to conclude inshallah, probably continue some bits of it next week. Those who abandon the path of the Prophets, then sometimes they settle for the most laughable things. One of them, the very thing that people talk about, evolution, that things gradually evolved into, from apes, from monkeys we evolved to be human beings. This is something that, subhanallah, not now. Now people have become a bit comfortable with it. But a while back when this was originally suggested, people used to be offended by it. So do you think that our forefathers were monkeys and apes? People used to be offended by it once upon a time. Now people have become settled. And this is the nature of things. When something is repeated frequently, then it becomes a little bit normal. And that kind of, that awkward nature of it is then compromised. But this is something that ultimately, if you look at it from, and there's a lot more to it as well. Subhanallah, men satisfying their lust, their desire with men, and women with women. Subhanallah, is that what humanity is coming to? But this is now, if I said more, if I just said something, then one may be able to say, oh, I'm offended by it. And masajid are careful how they phrase this. This is the community, this is the time that we live through. So anyway, there's pressure. There's a huge pressure. And our children, our youth, they experience this pressure. They come to masjid, they hear whatever they hear, but then they forget this because of the pressure. What they need to be reminded of. If you have yaqeen of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this pressure is nothing. But if that yaqeen gets weaker, then obviously then the pressure is so much is difficult to deal with. May Allah Ta'ala grant us His mahabbat and a firm connection with Him. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala strengthen our iman and yaqeen. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the love of the pure يعني path of the prophets. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة بعد الممات. إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.